Have you ever found yourself saying words kind of like this? It's too cold, or too hot, too wet, too something to go out and run today. I'm just not feeling it. I'll stay in. Or I'll do my workout tomorrow. Or it's only a small piece of cake. It won't hurt anything. Or I've been eating salads for 2 weeks, one night of pizza and watching football and with beer and good friends won't matter. Or one drink isn't going to hurt anything. Or I should call my friend, my mom, my sister, my brother. I haven't talked to them for a while. But no, I'll do it later. Or I've been too busy to work on my goals. I'll work on getting my life together and really get direction for my life when things slow down a bit. These are all indicators that you might be in a slow fade. It happens in fitness, nutrition, in goals and relationships. There are two danger areas for getting into this slow fade where it can really disrupt your plans for your life. The first danger area is shortly after you start. And your second danger area is after having fantastic success or even any kind of success. Hello and welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach, and the Monday Morning Mindset, this that you're listening to, is where I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Your mindset does determine your success, whatever you do, and developing a strong mindset is a skill you can learn. So the key to success and living a happy life where you do epic stuff is having consistency in small things. Most of the time, it's the small things that we have done over a long time that will lead you to success. If you've ever tried to lose weight fast, the two-week crash diet, it doesn't last. You might have some success, although from what I've seen in my experience is that, you know, the people who promise you you can eat whatever you want, just take this pill and you'll lose weight. You don't have to change what you eat. That will blow up in your face most times. You have to change the way you eat, and you have to change your mindset around food in order to lose weight. Now, we're coming into the third week of January of 2023, and at this time, the gyms are still probably crowded, although they're maybe thinning out a little bit. And the year-round members, the people who are there all the time working out, are just waiting for everyone to leave. It's like, just please, all you people who think that you're going to be getting in shape in 3 weeks, just go back home and come back when you're serious. The regular members who are members of the gym know that you have to be consistent. You have to keep at it. And so in the third week of January, if you made resolutions, you probably weren't listening to my earlier episodes, but if you made resolutions, you're probably experiencing the fade, this slow fade right now. Most resolutions, you start off well in about this time of the year. You know, you had good intentions, you meant well, but now you're starting to make little compromises, little excuses. I'll do it later. I'll do double tomorrow. And resolutions have a shorter shelf life and a faster fade than most goals. But this is why I tell people don't make resolutions. So if you missed my earlier episodes in this month, the month of January, this is it. Advertising plug. Go to ultramindsetpodcast.run. Ultramindsetpodcast.run. I have a free course there, a short course that is normally sell for like $27, is free, and you can get a Crush Your Goals course. It is what I give to my one-to-one clients to help them with their mindset around goals and goal setting and learning how to actually have success. There's also a bonus video of how to manage your cravings. And so because a lot of times, you know, there's the cravings is what gets you. So go to ultramindsetpodcast.run, get that free course. That is the first section of this slow fade. The first danger area is right after you start. It's like you're 3 weeks in to resolutions is where you start experiencing that first part of having a slow fade. But the most dangerous slow fade that you can have is that after you've had some success, you've lost weight. You have had some success doing that, and you're looking good. You will might maintain that weight for quite a while, but oftentimes the slow fade means you start making small compromises, or you started working out, or running, or you set some sort of a goal and you crushed it, and then you just kind of feel good about yourself and just kind of start to get this slow fade. If you don't stay focused on what you want for your life, and if you don't keep doing those little things that got you there and start making little compromises, the little compromises often add others, and then you end up to this long, slow fade that eventually becomes a quit if it goes on long enough. Now, that doesn't mean you can't take a break every now and then, but oftentimes taking a break is like, okay, I've met my goal, I've got things together, things are good. This is what I wanted back when I started that, and I have success with what I'm doing. I'm going to take a break. And again, it starts with the little things. You know, I'll have a piece of cake. Now, it's not that you can't have a piece of cake, but the thing is that making small compromises have to be done strategically rather than just kind of letting yourself slip back into your old habits, because that's very easy to do, that slow fade to a quit. Here is how it happened to me. I was in my late 20s, and I had started to gain weight. You know, a lot of guys are that way. You know, they get married, and in their late 20s, I was like, okay, I'm not in high school anymore, and my body's changing. I'm getting older, and the things that I eat start showing up in weight gain. And so I decided that in order to fix this, I was going to start running. And I did the normal thing that most people did. I was like, okay, you know, I know how to run. Just go out and run. And so I got some shoes and went out and ran. And eventually I did keep at it. I kept working at this because, you know, I wanted to lose the weight. And eventually I ran a few 10K races. There were no 5Ks back then when I was doing this, at least not in my area and then that I knew of. And, you know, it was kind of limited on what you could find locally. No internet back then. So finding races was you had to know somebody or you had to be, you know, go to the running store and look on the bulletin board for notices that might have been posted there. So I eventually ran the few races, and they said, marathon was the thing. Everybody was like, I'm going to run a marathon. That seems like a big goal. So the Lincoln Marathon in Lincoln, Nebraska was reported to be the easiest marathon that was within, it was close to me. I was close to that area within driving distance. It was easiest because it was the flattest. And I signed up for the Lincoln Marathon. The Lincoln Marathon is an out and back. And yes, Lincoln is flat, but it also allows the wind to blow, and the coming back part of the race was into about a 20-mile-an-hour wind. It was like running uphill the entire time. I did finish that, and, you know, I was a runner. I was like, okay, yes, I've run a marathon. This is great. I'm a runner. But I didn't set any new goal. I didn't set a goal for another race. I ran a few local races, but just, you know, it's like I felt good. I'm a marathon runner. I've got the shirt. I've got the medal. And time passed, and I stopped measuring my, you know, keeping track of the miles that I ran each week. I started skipping opportunities to what I had to run. I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to go do something else. I began to gain weight. You know, I still thought of myself as a runner. I still had the idea, you know, I'm a marathon runner. But I started running less and less, and eventually a year or two later, I realized I was back where I started. Running even a mile was really too much. I got to the end of the mile. I was like, okay, this is enough. I'm not going any farther. And so I quit running for the next 30 years. And the thing is, it was the slow fade. I thought of myself as a runner up until the time that I couldn't run anymore. I still felt like that, you know, I had that success. That's what the slow fade does. You still have this idea that everything's okay, but you're not doing the work anymore, and you're not really what you think you are. So I started running again in 2017. I set a goal. I crushed it. I set another goal. I reached that one too. And I got plugged into the trail running community, and those of you who are trail runners know It's an awesome group of people. You know, great encouragement. I mean, people doing amazing things. I started the podcast about running. I'm talking to other people doing amazing things. But last year, in 2022, I didn't run any races. I volunteered for a lot of races, but I didn't run any races. I had a lot of things in my life happening last year. And so even some of the races that I had on my schedule got interrupted by things that I had to go attend to. And so consequently, I didn't log as many miles. Now, I have Strava, so I log my miles. I can see how many I've run. But I wasn't really paying attention to, you know, how many am I going to run per week? And I gained weight. And I get to the beginning of 2023, and I remember this feeling. I remember, you know, I'm still a runner. But I'm not the same runner I was a few years ago. And so I looked at that. I was like, okay, I want to make sure that's fine. It's fine taking a pause. I mean, even taking a pause for a year, back off a little bit, and regroup. But I'm looking at the beginning of 2023 and say, I'm not going back to a slow fade. This is not going to happen in my life again. I'm going to fix this right now. And so, like I said, there's nothing wrong with taking a break and a strategic rest. Doing it strategically, resting your body and your mind, is not a bad thing. But the danger is that you can inadvertently enter into the slow fade. And this is not just in running. The slow fade can happen in any area of your life. It's when you say to yourself, I've been working hard. I deserve a break. I can coast for a little bit. And the thing is, if you're not putting in the input, coasting will not keep you moving forever. You can coast for a long time. If you're doing well enough, you can coast. But you have to keep yourself from letting yourself drift into this slow fade. So how do you keep yourself if you're there? If you're just like taking a break and like, okay, yes, I'm taking a break. I'm going to make sure that I don't get into a slow fade. How do you keep yourself from, you know, just drifting into that and quitting eventually? First, set a time limit. Say, okay, if I'm going to take a break, if I'm going to back off, if I'm going to do something different, if I'm not going to run like I was before, and I'm not going to have any race goals, set a time limit for when you are going to get back to training. Set a time limit for what you want. Set a time limit. Say, okay, I'm taking this break, but here is when I'm going to start again. Secondly, reset what you want for yourself. Taking a break is a good time to do some looking at your life and like, why is it that you run? What are you trying to accomplish with your running? Or if you're doing something else, the goals that you have that you're working on, what are you trying to do for yourself? What is it that you are looking for? And that take that reset, do some introspection. And then third thing is set new goals. You know, look at your time limit and then look at, you know, time to get back into your training and set a goal for a race that you're going to do, you know, once you are getting back to being a runner. Or, you know, for those of you who are not runners, translate your goal into what I'm talking about. But I'm using running as the thing that I talk about here. And it's a good illustration for life, because if you don't keep at the training for running, you will eventually get into the slow fade, and you'll have to admit, I'm not a runner anymore. So to keep that from happening, set the new goals, what you're going to do, set a time limit for, you know, when I'm going to get back to my training, when I'm going to get back to doing those little things consistently that will get me to the goal that I want. Now, these tools, you know, setting a time limit, resetting, and setting new goals, work for the short-term fade and the long-term slow fade as well. The thing to do is to make sure that you are living your life on purpose, with intention, that you are not just coasting through life. And I know what it's like to coast through life. I coasted in a lot of areas of my life. And the mindset tools that I offer my client is the same thing that I use to stop coasting and get back at it and do those small things consistently to get me the kind of life that I want. I just want to make sure that I am continuing to get the kind of life that I want, and I'm not letting those things slip away in a slow fade. So if I can help you, give me a call. You can contact me, ultramindsetpodcast.run. Besides the free course that I have for how to crush your goals, you can schedule a free 25-minute call with me. I'll help you get started, either whatever your goals are, to set some new goals or to help you get out of the slow fade so that you don't end up quitting like I did. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.